The Parables About Judgment, Week 3, Day 3, The Ten Virgins, Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of the heavens be likened to 10 virgins who, taking their lamps, came out to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were prudent, and 5 foolish. Those who were foolish, taking their lamps, did not take oil with them. And the prudent took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And in the middle of the night there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom comes, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and adorned their lamps. And the foolish said to the prudent, "Give us of your oil, because our lamps are extinguished." And the prudent answered, saying, "Not so, lest there not be sufficient for us and for you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." But when they were gone to buy, the bridegroom came, and they who were prepared went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. And afterward, the rest of the virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And he answering said, "Amen, I say to you, I have not known you. Watch therefore, because you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man comes." We read in Apocalypse Explained 258, "This parable is about conjunction with the Lord by love and faith. Moreover, this is what the wedding signifies, conjunction with the Lord. Oil signifies the good of love, and lamps the truth of faith. To make clear that in every particular that the Lord spoke, there is a spiritual sense, I will lay open the particulars of the spiritual sense of this parable. The kingdom of the heavens, to which the 10 virgins are likened, means heaven and the church. The 10 virgins signify all who are of the church. 10 means all. And virgins, those who are in the affection of spiritual truth and good, and this affection constitutes the church. Therefore, in Revelation, it is said that virgins follow the Lamb. The lamps that they took to go forth to meet the bridegroom signify the truths of faith. The bridegroom means the Lord in respect to conjunction with heaven and the church by love and faith. Or a wedding is treated of, which signifies that conjunction. The 5 prudent virgins and the 5 foolish signify those of the church who are in faith from love and those who are in faith apart from love, the same as the prudent and the foolish in Matthew chapter 7 about the house on the rock versus the house on the sand. Midnight, when the cry arose, signifies the last judgment, and in general, the end of man's life, when he will be judged either to heaven or to hell. The foolish virgins then saying to the prudent, "Give us of your oil," and the prudent answering that they should go to them who sell, signifies the state of all after death, that those who do not have the good of life, the good of love in faith, or the truth of faith from the good of love, then wish to acquire it for themselves, but in vain, since such as man's life has been in the world, such he remains. From this it is clear what is signified by the prudent virgins going into the wedding, and that the foolish who said, "Lord, Lord, open to us," received for answer, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you." "I do not know you" signifies that the Lord was not conjoined to them, since spiritual love conjoins, and not faith without love. For the Lord has his abode with those who are in love and in faith from it, and he knows these people because he himself is there in love and faith. True Christian Religion 7:19 says, "Those who merely understand and talk about what is true and good are like the foolish virgins who had lamps but no oil, while those who not only understand and talk about what is true and good, but also will and do it, are the wise virgins who were admitted to the wedding, while the former stood at the door and knocked, but were not admitted. And finally, Arcana 46:36, that by this parable, the Lord described his own coming is evident from the particulars and from the end where he says, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man comes." Questions and comments. Number one, notice how many parables the Lord tells about the kingdom of the heavens. Heaven, hell, and the life after death were new concepts in the New Testament. Why is heaven frequently compared to a wedding? Number two, what do you think it means that the bridegroom delayed and that they slumbered and slept? Number three, what is an example of being spiritually prudent? Number four, why must there be a judgment either to heaven or to hell? Number five, how does this parable help us understand the second coming of the Lord?